Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children, and builds specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans, as well as work to eradicate veteran homelessness. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He's never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Buck Brief. We've got our friend Joe Borelli on this episode. He is the sage of Staten Island, New York City councilman, knows what's going on all across the five boroughs, the Big Apple, you name it. Joe, good to see you. NYPD has cleared out the encampment at Columbia. My understanding is they're starting to rebuild the encampment. What do you think about what's going on?
They're trying to rebuild it. We were just in the park right here by City Hall. It's a really nice park right in front of the building. And all the keffiyeh wearing Hamasniks are all congregating outside trying to figure out what next to do. They were over at One Police Plaza waiting for their hero martyrs to be released from, you know, the brief custody they got themselves into from last night. I mean, it was a long time coming, and I'm glad finally the president of the school gave the NYPD the authority to do this. Frankly, I've never seen anything in New York City this bad. I wish I could say ever, but since 2020, when the George Floyd riots happened in this city, it's never been this anti-Semitic. I mean, just walking around, seeing these people with these bandanas, these keffiyehs, just walking around as though they don't mean animosity to our Jewish neighbors. It's just sickening. It's disgusting. And it really is just one more thing that makes me question why I come to work every day and live in this city.
Now, is there pretty much unanimous support among city officials for what the NYPD did, or are some of the communists on the city council, your colleagues, opposed to this for some reason? I mean, the notion of opposition to police ending trespassing, burglary, and criminal mischief, I don't understand what those who have a problem with it think is supposed to happen.
Right. Well, I mean, they're just lying. They're saying there's this false narrative where these people were just, you know, sitting on the grass, beating drums, not doing anything harassing or illegal. And that's just not the case. I mean, with this incident, they took over a public building where kids are supposed to attend classes, and they decided to vandalize it and destroy property and basically, you know, culminate almost 2 weeks of just harassing students who go to the school and faculty for being Jewish. So unfortunately, on the city council, we have a very small minority of Republicans, a very small minority that adds to that, and with some moderate, rational Democrats. And then the rest of them are just are either too scared to speak up because they're too afraid of the radical left, or they are the prototype of the radical left movement with some of them. And it's unfortunately the case where some of the most virulent pro-Hamas supporters come from the New York City Council.
I did see in the press conference there's a new NYPD commissioner. What happened to the last commissioner?
Well, we still have Eddie Caban, who's been the commissioner for about a year.
Right. That's new to me because I don't live there anymore, so I don't really pay that close attention. So I'm saying, wasn't there a female African-American police commissioner before Sewell, I believe?
Yeah, she did a great job. Left on relatively good terms.
So she was good. She was good. Okay, good.
There is so many great things to criticize Eric Adams about, and that's fine. And we always have these conversations. One of those things that you can't criticize him is appointing good police commissioners and actually standing by police officers. He deserves commendation for that. He really does. The new commissioner is great, and we saw the deputy commissioner actually was the one who basically pulled down the Palestinian flag and replaced it with the American flag. In fact, I have a town hall tonight with Eric Adams, and he's not very popular in my Republican bastion of Staten Island. So I joked to him. I said, look, if the people get a little angry at you, just show the video of Commissioner Daughtry pulling down the Palestinian flag and raising the American flag, and you'll get a few cheers in case people want to heckle you.
Yeah, so that's good to hear. I want to get some more into Eric Adams and the state of New York City, the city of New York, but, you know, the situation of New York in just a second. But, you know, AI-based companies have had huge moves over the last year, and they've been making moves that affect the rest of the entire market. Few writers out there know as much about this trend as Mark Chaykin. Mark covers these companies and the stocks that benefit mightily from the AI trend. And he says most Americans are about to miss out on a critical turning point in this AI frenzy. Mark is calling this a new dawn for U.S. stocks and predicts dozens of specific companies will be impacted in just the next 90 days' time. That's why Mark has agreed to share one of his favorite AI stocks to buy now with our listeners. He put everything in a new presentation you can watch for free at 2024AIStock.com. That's 2024AIStock.com, paid for by Chaykin Analytics. So Eric Adams, you know, it's funny. Clay asked me what I thought about Eric Adams. I said, look, I wasn't really in New York for very long when he was the mayor. I left to Florida, where we're still keeping a seat warm for you, Mr. Borelli of Staten Island, in case. This is a man who loves golf, warm weather, freedom, and yet he's still lives in New York, still in the city council. I'm just saying.
I was in Naples all week at seat to table, living it up.
See, this is the city councilman from Staten Island. He loves Naples. I'm just telling you, he could be the councilman from Naples before long. Anyway, I don't want to push him too much. We know it's going to happen at some point. But in the meantime, I mean, Clay asked me what I thought about Eric Adams, and what I said was, from what I can gather, both from NYPD friends of mine and just reading about his different positions, is that he's not de Blasio. Insofar as de Blasio, I think, was, as a point of ideology, actively willing to tear down the city and make people suffer because he's a Marxist. Like, he thought that shared misery for everyone was justice. I get the sense that Eric Adams has challenges, sure, and maybe his leadership is not always what it should be, although anyone can criticize any leader, but that he is not malignant toward the city of New York, or rather he doesn't view his role as some kind of a painful transformation. And I wanted you to speak to that. Like, how would you judge? You're seeing the mayor tonight.
No, I think that's a good assessment. I mean, look at his biggest failure is taking a risk on this migrant crisis where he thought, like, the Democratic Party talking points were actually going to pan out the way he thought they would. where the Democratic Party nationally would support him in this endeavor. And all we got is a $3 to $4 billion per year boondoggle that now he's trying to back his way out of. And he can't. I mean, he is hampered by state law in many respects to what he now wants to do. It's a little too late for most people, me included. But absent the migrant crisis, things aren't terrible. I mean, in the sense of how he's doing with policing and public safety. He's definitely putting more cops in the subways, things like that. But
Do Staten Island cops like him? That's what I, you know, do the cops support him pretty much, the rank and file?
I would say it's 50-50, but it was, 99-1 for Bill de Blasio.
Right.
So you got to put everything in context.
All right. No, that's fair. That tracks with what I would have thought, by the way. Certainly a lot better than it was with de Blasio, but maybe still has some room to go on the positive side of things. I want to ask you this, too. Speaking of New York, you know Mark Simone, right? I would assume. W.O.R. Mark Simone.
Of course.
Mark's a friend of mine. Great radio host. He came on our show, so I'm not, he said this on 500 radio stations, including W.O.R. NYC. He came on and he said he thinks that it is, he didn't say that it's possible. He said Trump is going to win New York. I'm just telling you what he said.
Yeah.
I don't think Trump is going to win New York, but how crazy is it to say Trump is going to win New York, really, given the trends right now? And I mean, or do you think it's crazy at all, given that he's only behind, I think, 6 or 7 points, according to most of the polling?
Look, I mean, I think November 6th, 2024, at 9 o'clock at night, we will know he didn't win New York, and that's fine. But I think he competes in New York in a way that we've never seen a Republican candidate compete in New York. Two things to that. I know that the broader RNC and broader Republican Party nationally was looking for a more marquee candidate to go against Kirsten Gillibrand, not because they thought they were going to beat Kirsten Gillibrand, even though she is a zilch in a way that Chuck Schumer isn't even. Chuck Schumer, for all his faults, shows up and goes to work and gets involved in a local issue. Why he's popular. Every Brooklyn, bless him. We can fight nationally, but he's very, very in-depth in his knowledge of local issues. Gillibrand, I've never been in the same room with her ever in my life. I mean, I've been in office 10 years. I've never actually seen her physically in person. The GOP wanted a stronger candidate against her, not on the prospect that they could beat her, but because they think Trump is going to do so well in New York that they can force some Senate spending in New York where this would have automatically been a wash. On the flip side, I think you're going to, adding to this, you're going to see him do a I think you're going to see him do something in the Bronx in the next couple of days. I think you're going to see him do a broader rally in the New York City area in the next week or so, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, something like that. And you are going to see a record number of black and brown New Yorkers there, not because they're paid like these rent-a-mobs that these liberals get. You're going to see black and brown New Yorkers go out there in record numbers who earnestly and genuinely think Donald Trump would do a better job as president because he did do a better job as president than the guy who currently occupies the office. I think the most democratic parts of New York City, and not the liberal parts like the Upper West Side and the Village, but like New Yorkers live, like where people go to bodegas and where people just live their normal life and work in buildings and plumbers and electricians. You're going to see those black and brown New Yorkers be at these rallies for Donald Trump.
If you can close whatever windows you have open on your laptop or something, because you're actually cutting in and out a little bit there, Mr. Borelli of Staten Island. I don't know if that's just your Wi-Fi. Is not, what are you on, like city Wi-Fi? Is that what's going on here? Is it city of New York Wi-Fi? That's why you're chopping in and out of our podcast. So need to see if we can.
Yes, this is live direct from City Hall.
Oh, that's what it looked like. I was going to say, I don't think you got that painting in your house. I mean, you're a fancy man, but that would be a big painting for the Borelli living room. I got to talk about our sponsor for a second here, Bear Creek Arsenal. Do you know about Bear Creek Arsenal? They make amazing guns. You can't really own guns in New York, which is ridiculous. Bear Creek Arsenal's in Sanford, North Carolina, where they love freedom and firearms. I was there last week to witness how they do what they do in person. I was at the Bear Creek Arsenal factory. High-quality firearms at an incredible price. I've got a 9mm called the Grizzly 9mm pistol. I've also got the BC-15, which is their AR-15 model. They've got phenomenal prices and quality on upper receivers for ARs. So you can buy the upper receiver. You can buy the uppers they have in stock. Absolutely fantastic. Go to BearCreekArsenal.com/Buck. Use my name, Buck, as your promo code. Get 10% off your first order. Pick out whatever you want. They send it to the FFL. You go pick it up. You're good to go. BearCreekArsenal.com/Buck. Use the promo code Buck for 10% off your first order. Tell me about congestion pricing. Is this a thing they're really doing?
It's happening. I mean, we have a lawsuit. Phil Murphy in New Jersey and Josh Gottheimer, two Democrats, are happy to have their support. They're suing the MTA as well. Their case is pretty strong. Our case is pretty strong. And talking about strange bedfellows, the Republicans of Staten Island are actually plaintiffs in our lawsuit with the United Federation of Teachers. Teachers absolutely bamboozly screwed by congestion pricing. So you will now have to pay $15 a day just to drive from one part of your own city, one part of your own borough, to the other part of your own city. So fundamentally un-American. It's so disingenuous because in their own report, in their own environmental impact studies, they're saying we're only going to reduce congestion, meaning traffic, by 0.001% by like 2040. So it's just a money grab. It's another way for New York City government to extract money from the taxpayers. In London, this is still one most traffic city in the world. It is, you go on, there's a traffic model app, a company called Inrix. They model traffic around the world. They are the authority on traffic. London is the worst. And yet we're modeling what they're doing there in New York City just to screw the regular workaday New Yorkers. Because if, the Brooklyn Bridge is right behind me. And you can't see it now, but if we were to take this camera out there now, you would count 100 Mazdas for every Maserati that comes across, you know, 100 Toyotas for every Range Rover, because most people who commute to that need their cars are doing so because they live in a more affordable part of the city, but have to work in Manhattan.
So where are they? Is it just at the usual tolls that they're going to collect the $15? You know what I'm saying? So when you come across the GW Bridge, now there's an extra $15 charge, basically, or how does it work?
It's going to be 150 cameras in every lane of every bridge, and then on all the southbound lanes south of 60th Street. So if you, you know, I know where you used to live. So if you were to go visit your doctor, just say, you would get your $15 just for the privilege of having a doctor that happened to be in the village. What did you say? I mean, Sloan Kettering.
Wait a second. If I were to drive from, say, Columbia University down to NYU in my car, you're telling me I would basically get a $15 charge in the mail?
Yes, because you're evil. You drove a car. You should have taken an Uber and only got charged $2 on the new congestion charge. Or you should have taken public transit, even though you might get pushed in front of a train. Or you might not live in a park. Like, think about it. People who rely on their cars live in parts of the city that the MTA has failed them. They haven't built a subway line to Maspeth, Queens. So if you got to go to Sloan Kettering for cancer treatment or just, you know, to visit your kid at NYU in their dorm, you're paying $15 on top of the tolls, by the way, on top of the tolls and all the fees and all the stuff we already pay as New Yorkers, the highest tax burden in the country.
It's unbelievable. Before I let Mr. Borelli go back to trying to save the city from the lunatics, I want to tell you about Patriot Defender. This couldn't come at a better time in our society. A new company with a new membership offer, Patriot Defender. It's legal defense for you and me, the kind we need most. I'm a partner in this business. I believe in what Patriot Defender is doing. They offer no-cost legal defense to protect your rights, freedom, reputation, and way of life. So if you speak up at a school board meeting about vaccine mandates or speak up for your rights on campus, let's say, with all this craziness going on, you suffer consequences. Your legal defense is then covered. So if your right to free speech is denied, suffer consequences, your legal defense is covered. They can also provide IRS audit assistance. Anything that is a violation of your freedoms and rights as an American, Patriot Defender can step in and provide you with a no-cost legal defense. The only membership that goes beyond defense for concealed carry weapons. Patriot Defender will cover what others won't to protect you, your family, and your livelihood. Go to PatriotDefender.com. Again, that's PatriotDefender.com. Joe, do you think the protests are basically done now the NYPD's cleared it out, or are they just going to keep coming?
No, I think once you let them smell blood in the water, I think it just gets worse and worse. It's going to be like the George Floyd riots, where eventually it just putters out. But right now, with all the media coverage and with all the excitement, with all the additional protests going on at campuses and where not everyone's acting like University of Florida students or UNC frat boys, you're going to see more and more.
So there's this place, Joe, if things get really hot up there, it's called South Florida. Very lovely golf courses here. All right. You just know, you throw up the bat signal and we'll get a whole right wing South Florida squad that we'll come get you. All right. We'll get you. We'll do an exfiltration off of Staten Island. We'll have to bring a lot of our buddies, though, firemen, police. You know, we could use more good cops and firefighters down here. So I'm just saying, you could tell them, spread the word. I don't know. You guys are going to be the last ones off the embassy in New York, if you know what I mean. The last ones. Joe Borelli, everybody. Go check him out on social media. Joe, go save the city, please. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you. Good to see you.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. Hero first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country. Those who die in the line of duty or are catastrophically injured. Veterans who fought for our nation's freedom only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes. The families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young children, catastrophically injured service members, and homeless veterans. Donate $11 a month at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2t.org.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.